Welcome to Creekside Chats with successful multifamily real estate investors. Dr. Allen chats with successful investors exploring their journey from setback to triumph. Through this window, we glimpse the truths that inspire our guests to invest abundantly and flourish in all areas of life. And now your host, Dr. Allen.
Welcome to Creekside Chats with successful multifamily real estate investors. I'm your host, Dr. Allen. Today's guest is a multifamily investor and IT professional. He specializes in executing large transformational programs. He provides management consultancy solutions to health plans in North America, especially in implementing large package systems. In his real estate, in the last 2 years, he has sponsored over 40 million in deals. Welcome to the show, Sanjeev Silla.
So welcome to the show, Sanjeev. I'm just really pleased to have you with us today and looking forward to getting to know you as the person you are behind the success story. Let's start off. I like to start off with going back to your childhood, because I think to really know the adult within us, we really need to know the child within us as well. So think back to your childhood and tell us about a memorable time in your life that, as you look back on it, you consider it to be a formative experience in your life. And that could be your childhood, your early childhood, adolescent years, or maybe even our early adulthood. So whatever you consider to be formative.
Sure. Thank you, Alan. Thank you for having me on the show. It's my honor to be on the show. Thank you. I grew up in India. I did my schooling, college, everything in India. We moved to US for a job. It's not actually a job, it's a relocation from India to US in 2004. We came to Denver, Colorado. That's my first place. Me and my wife came. Regarding my experience, I grew up in a small village. And I have two sisters, and my father is a revenue officer in the village. And I used to walk to the school, which is like 3 kilometers. That's my middle school, 6th and 7th grade. Then I used to walk five kilometers to high school. I know I never felt anything bad. I mean, I used to enjoy walking all the way, coming back. If you wanted to wake up, we want to go to school, we wake up early, pack the lunch, and go. It's a great experience, right? Talking about my memories, right? I mean, as a kid, I always enjoy watching cricket, which is an Indian sport. We love watching cricket, and I used to play with my cousins, friends, playing chess. You can see I love playing chess, still love. One of the memories, one of the examination, I got 7th rank, which I went to a good college. My parents used to tell me, do well, go to good college, your life will be settled, So that's what I used to keep in my mind, making sure that I need to get into good college, good grades, and get a job. I always want to be an IT professional.
Well, I see people playing cricket in movies and different things like that. It just makes absolutely no sense to me, and I think that's the case for most Americans. So explain the game to us so we can understand. What is cricket all about?
So basically, if you compare, I know it's a long game. You should play 5 days, But now times have changed. I can explain in a minute. Now we can play in 3 to 6 hours. It's called 20-30 games. So it's changed a lot. Now still now we are watching games on the TV nowadays. The game is all about, there are two teams will be there, and each team have 11 players, and one team has to bat first. That means they have to score runs first. Right. And they will give it time. It's not time. They call it 50 overs. Each over means 6 balls. Okay? It's called one-day cricket. So first they will score a run, and the second team has to make those runs plus one in 50 overs or less than 50 overs to win the one-day match. So it's basically, it's very fun, more than anything else, right? It's a fun, a lot of people watch together as a group. And in the college, we used to watch a lot of people. It's fun and excitement, and it needs a lot of energy, focus. So that's pretty much any game. It's all about winning the game. More than winning, the process, people love it. And people like me used to enjoy watching those games.
So what I don't understand is, how do you score in the game?
So a bowler, that means you will throw a ball. Uh-huh. It's not really throw. You will actually put a ball. He has to put 6 balls in an over. You can score, can be 1, 2 runs, or 3 runs. It can be 4 runs. It can be 6 runs for each ball. The maximum is 6 runs, right? Mm-hmm. So a bowler has 6 balls in a time quarter. So you first have to score 6 balls, and he can score as many runs he can. The max, each ball can go up to 6 runs in the maximum. If the ball is going all the way to the boundary without touching the ground, we call 6 runs. Right? Oh, okay. It's called sixes. It's kind of a home run, if you compare with the baseball, right? Okay. And if the ball is crossing the boundary, touching the ground, they will get 4 runs. If the ball is within the field, mm-hmm. and there's some fielders like a baseball, there will be positions like you mentioned there. So they have to run between the wickets. There's 2 bases, basically. In case of baseball, you have only 1 base. I mean, there are multiple bases. In this case, we have 2 bases. Mm-hmm. If the batsman running all the way to that end, before balls come to the wicket, they will make 1 run.
Okay.
So that's how they make score. So you have to run, you have to speed, and there's a lot of activities, a lot of things you need to be in to get a run, Alan.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
I don't know if I can explain in 5 minutes. I'm happy to talk offline on that.
Well, thanks for that explanation. So so it looks like you were pretty focused throughout your childhood that you were going to go in to college and you were going to go to the best college you could go to. So you studied hard, and your intention was to be in IT, and you fulfilled that ambition. I'm sure that there was a major fork in your road. I mean, making the decision to leave your home in India and come to the United States, that had to be a big fork in the road. And I'm sure there were a lot of things going into that decision. So talk to us about the opportunity that came from that and everything that went into the decision to actually pick up your family and come to an entirely different culture in an entirely different part of the world.
Yeah, it's all credit goes to my parents, Alan. Starting my childhood, I want to be an engineer, I want to go to U.S. because it's one of the best countries in the world, a land of opportunities, right? So my parents never said anything. You can go what you want to do. That's the best thing I got from parents. I don't know if I can send my kids to different country now, because not country I can send them, but I don't think I can stay them, miles away from me. But my parents took the decision. They never worried about you go excel yourself. That gave me a lot of confidence. I can do anything, right? Mm-hmm. So that's how I came to this country, during early 2000, as you know, there's a lot of boom in the IT sector, a lot of opportunity. Always thank Bill Gates for, coming to Microsoft. That's why we're able to reach, we're able to program, and we're able to come to the best country in the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was the transition like? There's this aspect of this is the dream, this is where I want to be, and then there's the reality of that. So talk to us about that transition process.
Absolutely. So it's a big change. Myself and my wife came. My wife was pregnant at the time. I didn't know driving. I'm new to job, new to place, new to years with my wife. So it took some time to understand the culture and the rules of like driving. Example, I never drove a car here, so I had to learn the driving license to get the driving license. That's an experience, you know. To me, it took me some time to settle down. Again, we are new to parenthood. My daughter just born in 2004. Mm-hmm. Things are really, you know, different. I mean, total new experience, not only new country, it's a new experience for life. I became a father, we became parents, and initially, but thankfully, we were able to navigate very well. We were able mm-hmm. to smooth. We took it as an experience. To me, life is all about the moments, happy moments, right? It's not about how much you spend or where you spend. It's all about, you have to enjoy the each process. We enjoy the culture, we enjoy the new roles, and it's really fun to be here. So.
Well, that is good. I'm sure, though, that, I mean, not only did you have to worry about acclimating to this yourself, but you had a wife who also had to go through that acclimation process. And I'm sure that there were a lot of frustrations for her as well as for you in adapting to a new place. I know that India is a very family-oriented culture, and your wife would have had a lot of familial support with her first child, and yet she came here to the United States, and there just wasn't any of that. Did you have any relatives here, or was it?
Yeah, my wife's cousin, my cousin lives in the US, in this country, but you're right. My wife always felt bad initially. I'm missing my parents, I'm missing my family, you know. Mm-hmm. So I was the one, let's talk, you know, it's a new technology, let's call them every week, every day, whenever you want. Other than there's no FaceTime, no video calls. But yeah, initially there was some frustration. It's not frustration, they're missing their parents, their family. But you know, my wife's cousin lives in New Jersey, they came with the family to see us, you know, they make us, you know, feel comfortable. And definitely, I won't say frustration. It's a different experience, ups and downs. But we moved on from that experience.
Yeah. Well, with every new child, there's a lot of additional responsibility. Infants don't take care of themselves. And so your wife was here in a brand new country, and she was having to really essentially take care of this child on her own, which would not have been her experience in India. How did she cope with all of that?
My wife is very smart. She's able to build a relation within the friend circle, within the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And she has some gifted talents, you know, to make friends, you know. Mm-hmm. And also, I think we went to a class. They explained how to take care of kids. Also, I remember I was reading a book when you become first time. So we were reading I was reading the book. I was sharing the stories how to take care of babies. But of course, our parents get one phone call from us, right? And a lot of friends, in one of my boss living in the same neighborhood, he lives next door, in the same community. Their family was really helpful to us, and they came and helped take care of baby. I mean, it's like, I really wanted to thank them as well. It's all about relationships, right? I mean, if you take care of your friends, the friends will take care of you.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, I'm glad you had that support system there. Well, you've done well here in the United States. You came for an IT job. Are you still working in the IT industry, or are you strictly
into real estate? Yeah, I quit the job in 2016, my last job with Dell. But since then, I started my own IT consultancy. I work for health plans and provide IT solutions. And also, I started doing multifamily as a sponsor since 2016. Yes, but I do, but most of the time I'm focusing on multifamily investments and business, Alan.
Okay. Well, every successful person knows that there are ups and downs in life, and there's good times, there's bad times, and there's successes, and there's setbacks and disappointments. Talk to us about one of the major setbacks and disappointments in your life, and how did you deal with it at the time, and what did you learn from that experience?
So I don't think it's setbacks, but I disappointed a few times, I will tell you. So when I finished my high school, I was supposed to take an exam and go to what they call polytechnic, like a diploma in engineering. Mm-hmm. I thought I did really well. My parents sent me a coaching. You have to get a good score. You have to get a good rank. Basically, anything below 1,000 rank is very good. I got 3,000 rank, which is, to me, you'll get good seat, but it will not get you where you want to go. I mean, good college. Mm-hmm. I got very disappointed. I was like a little bit crying, very emotional. Then my parents told me, you will do well, move on, take the next time and see a different way how to get into good college. Then finally, after 2 years, I went to a good college in India. I got 7th rank, you know. So that was a disappointment, but I never let myself down. I know it's just a matter of fact. To be honest, when I think about that, maybe I made some mistakes. I did not do well. But at that point of time, I did not realize it's all about emotions. I did not get into good rank. But later on, I realized it's all credit goes to my parents and my family. We support me during time and moved on. And now I'm here. I'm doing well.
Yeah, you certainly are doing very well, and that is remarkable that you have been able to do as well as you were. Did you work in the IT industry in India?
Yes.
Okay. How long did you work after graduating there?
So I was there initial 2 years.
2 years.
Then I went to UK for a few months. I came back. I stayed one more year in India, and I came back 2 years in 2001. I went back for a few years. I got married. I came in 2003. You know, few times. So totally, I would say 3 years. I was in India before coming to US.
Coming to US. Okay. Well, very good. Tell us what is it that where you find your purpose and your meaning in life?
So to me, all about meaning means you have to go with a plan and achieve the goals. It's not necessarily achieve the goal. You should enjoy the process of making the goals, right? So always I make plans before I do anything, right from the I wake up, right? If you ask me my morning rituals. I woke up, I do meditation, I play chess for a few minutes, and I read a book, which I love, maybe 30 minutes, 40 minutes. I will do exercise, then I put water to my garden, you know. So, I mean, it's all, to me, I plan a lot ahead. So to me, the life means not about last one is, but I would like to measure the success over the long period of time. What would be next 5 years? Not next tomorrow, next 5 years, next 10 years. That's how I design my career life. And so far I'm successful. I'm sure if you have a vision, if you have a right goals with timelines, if you can visualize them, you will succeed. To answer the question, I wanted to inspire my family, my friends, my community, Ellen.
Very good there. We're coming to the end of our time here together. Before we end the show here, can you tell our viewers and listeners how it is that they can get in touch with you and potentially work with you?
Thank you for the opportunity, Alan. You can reach out to me. My email is silla.kumar@gmail.com. Let me spell for you. SILLA.KUMAR@gmail.com. My cell number, 623-628-5921. Your listeners can reach out to me anyway, Alan, by email or phone, whatever makes sense for them.
Well, very good. Well, Sanjeev, it has been a pleasure being with you today and getting to know the person behind the success. Thank you for sharing your story with us. I look forward to having future conversations with you and getting to know you even better. So thank you for being on our show today.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me. Have a nice day.
Thank you for tuning in to Creekside Chats with successful multifamily real estate investors brought to you by Steed Talker Capital. Steed Talker Capital works with both new and established investors nationwide, creating opportunities to flourish in all areas of life. As part of our efforts to make the world a better place, Steed Talker Capital contributes to activities and organizations committed to better understand the equine. These endeavors attempt to enhance the human treatment of horses worldwide. Steed Talker Capital, working for a world where all creatures, great and small, flourish abundantly. For resources to enhance your well-being through multifamily real estate investment, connect with us online at capital.steedtalker.com.